Wessels Andrew, Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California, December 3, 1907. Dear Brother Andrew Wessels, I am at the Paradise Valley Sanitarium near San Diego. We have been here nearly 2 weeks. We leave tomorrow morning. While here, we have had the privilege of talking with your mother and your brother John. They are of good courage. Some time ago, I received a letter from you, but we have been very much cramped for means, for several reasons, and I have hardly known what to write in reply. I wish I could see you and talk with you. I have just read your letter over again, and shall now reply without further delay. I am directing this communication in care of Brother George W. Amidon, who came to us many years ago, when he was a young man, to learn the printer's trade. He is regarded by me very highly. I am directing him to place this letter in your hands. He will be able to understand your case and will keep his own counsel. I can write only a few words this evening. I hope to write again in a short time. We are now packing to leave for Los Angeles early tomorrow morning. I expect to speak there next Sabbath. I think your best course would be to go to Washington. We have a great desire to help you in some way, although at present we do not have the means with which to do so. But keep your soul in the love of God. My granddaughter Mabel Workman with her husband Wilfred are in Washington at the Foreign Mission Seminary. If you go to Washington, I believe you will find in these young people ones to whom you can go for good counsel. They are kind and courteous and as true as steel to principle. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5, verse 25 to 27. Those whom God loves enjoy this favor because they are lovely in character. The great, grand work of bringing out a people who will have Christ-like characters and who will be able to stand in the day of the Lord is to be accomplished. As long as we sail with the current of the world, we need neither canvas nor car. It is when we turn squarely about to stem the current that our labors begin. Satan will bring in every kind of theory to pervert the truth. The work will go hard, for since the fall of Adam, it has been the fashion of the world to sin. But Christ is on the field of action. The Holy Spirit is at work. Divine agencies are combining with the human in reshaping the character according to the perfect pattern, and man is to work out that which God works in. My dear young brother, will you do your part to fulfill the contract? Will you carefully heed all the light God has given you in various ways? Will you henceforth constantly keep before you the one object of fitting yourself, by God's grace, to be a subject of the heavenly kingdom? If by faith you take up the light God has given you in messages of reproof and encouragement, and advance step by step in the right way, keeping your eye steadfastly fixed upon your great leader, light will shine along your pathway, the approval of God will stimulate you with hope, and ministering angels will cooperate with all your efforts. I should be pleased to hear from you again. In earnest faith in your behalf.